to Mindset Transformations Radio Show with your host, Coach Myrna. Do you feel the need to do more with your life? Are limiting beliefs holding you back from true success? Enjoy a unique blend of interviews, discussions, and transformation coaching in every show. Get the tools for success. The Mindset Transformation Radio Show with your host, Coach Myrna.
Welcome to the Mindset Transformation Radio Show and podcast. I'm your host, Coach Myrna Young, and today we are continuing with our series, Investing in Real Estate, Funding, Fixing, and Flipping. And my co-host is Trevor Evans, who is a trainer and speaker with the Rich Dad Education. Welcome, Trevor, to episode number 4. How are you
doing?
Thank you. Yes. We have been having a lot of fun and giving out some really good information. So our topic today is going to be, what is the best way to start investing in real estate with little or no cash? Now, I know you've all seen the infomercials. I mean, I don't know if they're around as much, but there is a time when, you know, you couldn't go on late night television without hearing somebody that's trying to get you to invest in real estate with no money down. That was the big buzzword. So I'm not quite sure if, you know, that's still pretty big, but I'm pretty sure there's lots of investors that, you know, don't have a lot of cash hanging around. And when you're starting, you need to find deals with little or no cash. So Trevor is going to impart his knowledge on this subject. Now, to start us off, my tip of the week is going to, you know, reference one of the ways that you can get into real estate with little or no cash. And it's called Confessions of a Hard Money Lender and Why We Hate Hearing I Need 100% Financing. All right, so here goes. Make no mistake, hard money lenders need borrowers to deploy their capital and get a return on investment for their capital partners. They often enjoy repeat business. Real estate investors aren't typically one-time borrowers. So asset-based lenders like hard money lenders or private money lenders value the business relationships they develop with quality borrowers. So one way to invest in real estate with no money down or little or no cash is to borrow from hard money lenders who charge a high interest for short-term loans. So when hard money lenders provide a loan, they want to be confident that the borrower is able to repay the loan on time. If the borrower isn't able to pay back the loan, this creates a great deal of extra work, stress, and potential financial loss for the lender. A strong borrower with a significant down payment or equity in the property and cash reserves has the best chance of obtaining a hard money loan and succeeding with their real estate project. So what that says to me is a hard money lender is one of the ways that you can probably get 100% financing or no money down, but they don't really like those deals. Right, Trevor?
Correct, because a hard money lender, their goal is to get their money used and get it moved. So they trust that the individual that is using their funds can get the deal done so that they can get paid back and get their interest. If the hard money lender has to take back the property and now create more work for themselves, they're not in the business of real estate. They're in the business of making money on their money. So if they have to come in and close the deal for you because you were unable to, then that takes up their time, and it goes against what they're in the business for. So that's why it comes down to a trust thing when it comes to how much and how long a lender will give you the funds. If you worked with the individual for a while and you've done a few deals with them, then you can build up that trust that you can close the deal and get their money paid back in a timely fashion that they want. They don't want the property. They want their money moved and making money for them. So the more efficient and more astute you are as a rehabber, then as far as you getting funds from the hard money lender or private money, it's not only easier, but it's a lot easier. But that does take time, because again, it is very hard for a private money or hard money lender to give you the funds to purchase and also the funds to rehab as well, because that's a lot of their money tied up, and you and hopefully you have the knowledge and expertise to close the deal as fast as you can. So if you're unable to take advantage of transactions like that, then a couple options would be to either start with a smaller deal, but then the problem with that is most of your private money and hard money have a minimum amount that they want you to borrow, which this particular deal may not suffice.
Right.
So if that is the case, then you may want to start off with wholesale assignment first, assign the contract to another rehabber, and build up your cash that way, so at least you can have your own cash to rehab.
To rehab, right. Yeah, just thought of that.
Mm-hmm. Right, and then you have your funds from the hard money lender to purchase. Then, of course, you have other avenues such as credit cards and lines of credit, you know, 401ks, things of that nature. So you definitely want to have another source of funds to carry your cost of rehab if you're unable to get the cost and the purchase price in your loan.
Okay. Awesome. All right. So that's what basically we're going to be talking about today. So let me give you a little bit of background information on my co-host, Trevor. Like I mentioned earlier, he's a professional speaker, a real estate investor, a retail store owner, speaker and trainer for Rich Dad Education, and the founder of the personal awakening brand, Being Normal Sucks. I always like saying that word, those words. Trevor has been married for, I know, it's such a great tagline. Trevor has been married for 19 years and have two beautiful daughters, ages 22 and 18. And a little bit about me, just in case this is the first time you are listening to this broadcast. I'm Coach Myrna Young. I am a certified professional spiritual life and transformational leadership coach, a motivational speaker, a published author, realtor, and real estate investor. I'm the past president and CEO of a Royal Livery Limousine Service, the recipient of the Entrepreneur of the Year Award, and I am now the president and CEO of My Health Consulting, LLC. I'm also married and the mother of five children, and I currently reside in South Florida. So, as I mentioned, we are going to be talking about funding today. We're going to be talking on the, you know, the funding part of our series, you know. Let's start off again by having Trevor just give you a little short blurb on his background as a trainer with the Rich Dad Education, which specifically teaches you how to invest in real estate. And if you didn't hear our episode number 3, which was talking about wholesaling, Trevor said that there were 14 strategies to invest in real estate. So take it away, Trevor.
Well, I've been involved, thank you, Myrna. I've been involved now with this organization now for over 10 years, and I came in as a student to learn how to invest, and that's gone well. And I've been asked by the company to come on board now and help speak and help to spread the word on what we do, and also teach a little bit about real estate too. So that's the fun part about what I do is actually going out there and sharing all that I've learned about real estate, which is a whole lot, and a lot that people don't understand or didn't even know existed. So I do this every week, and I remember in the beginning of all this, I said, you know, there's got to be people that understand or know what I know. And every weekend, it seems to be more and more that don't know. And it just lets me know how big of a country this is and just how much the disparity is between knowledge and understanding, that it'll always be not a problem, but a problem that can be solved, because people just don't understand or know that there's so much to real estate other than buying, selling, and renting. So I truly enjoy what I do.
Yeah, you enjoy opening up our eyes. And I met Trevor at one of these opening up your eyes events for TREAs that we started off at. I've been a realtor for 17 years, and I've only been involved in the buying, selling, and renting aspects of it. So now I'm understanding these new words, wholesaling and hard money lending and private money and probate and all, you know, lease options and all the other, you know, that's like, I only got the five. Can you imagine the other 10 that I don't know as far as strategies go? But, you know, I'm learning, you know, one of the beautiful things about people that want to share and people that want to impart their knowledge is that, you know, they're usually rewarded. And I'm so grateful to Trevor for wanting to do that, give up his time, because he's extremely busy, give us his time to come on the show and to help somebody out there that, you know, want to move from where they are, and they're feeling that the vehicle is real estate, because it's all around us and it's very easy to get into. You just have to know what to do. You just have to have some funds, or you have to know somebody. And that's specifically why we're going to talk today about how to get in real estate with little or no money. Because, you know, maybe 90% of our listeners are going to be in that exact space. So before we jump right in, let's take a quick station break, and we're going to come back with some information that you definitely want to hear. So stay tuned. I'll be right back. This show is being sponsored by FascinatingBeauty.com. At FascinatingBeauty.com, we have hair products that truly detangle, increase manageability, moisturize, soften, and grow your hair faster. Also featuring skin brightening creams with visible results in just 7 days. Visit us on the web at FascinatingBeauty.com. That website again is FascinatingBeauty.com, FascinatingBeauty.com. I want to say thank you to our sponsors, and stay tuned for the second half of our show. Welcome back to the Mindset Transformation Radio Show and Podcast. I'm your host, Coach Myrna Young, and today we are continuing on our series, The Funding, Fixing, and Flipping Real Estate Investment Strategies. And specifically today, we are going to talk about what is the best way to start investing in real estate with little or no cash, that big word. So as we get into the meat of our topic, so let me ask you, Trevor, what are some strategies to purchase real estate with little or no cash? I know that I talked about hard money lending in the beginning of my tip of the week, but from what I understand, that's not one of the vehicles, right? Because you need cash, or is it one of the ones? Would you count that as one of the ones?
It is one, yes. It okay. is one, and it's one for those that can take advantage of it, obviously.
Okay.
And but But probably the easiest way will be to you have to view it's how you view your cash, because people tend to view their money as their money. But one of the easiest ways to fund your rehabs or fund your rehab costs will be through credit cards, because that really isn't your money. Even though you see it as your money, it's a loan on a plastic card. Typically people will migrate towards the hard money or the private money sector, which is fine. But you got to understand that most likely you're not going to receive the cost to purchase and the cost to rehab as well. And if you do, it'll be at an astronomical cost as far as a rate goes. So it's a situation where you may want to wholesale assign opportunities first to build up your cash reserves, so you have your funds to rehab, and now all you need is your funds to purchase. That will probably be the easiest way until you understand or learn how to view other people's money as just that, even though it's your card, your credit card. Until you view that as a loan of some sort, the best way is to either do a wholesale assignment or to go the typical route of the hard money lender and just try and find one that will take a less cost, but as far as the opportunity goes, typically your hard money lenders, they only loan out a minimum amount of 100 grand. The easiest way will be to probably assign contracts first to build up your cash reserves.
Right. Okay. So we've got credit cards. I love the term other people's money, because I know that credit cards is just one of the ones that you can use other people's money for. One of the other ways is like hitting up people that you know have money, like your friends and family and stuff.
It is, yes, and that could be intimidating and uncomfortable too, because everyone views real estate the way that you may view it. You know, and some people just don't like it, and they don't want to be a part of it anyway.
Right. Yeah, especially them, the ones with the employee mindset, and you know, the ones that don't want to take risks, and they think that getting 1% in the bank is good because it's secure.
Right. Exactly.
Okay. All right. So, credit cards is one of the ways. Hard money lending is one of the ways. Getting money from friends and family is one of the ways. Is there any other?
Right.
Any others?
There's, you know, obviously your small loans as far as your personal loans are also good. Any investment vehicle that you may have, a life insurance policy, whole life. Specifically, a 401k, anything that a lump sum of cash that can provide leverage as far as purchasing or for rehabbing is good. You're going to need money, and in the beginning, it may have to be your money, but once you build up your confidence and experience, that money does become easier and easier to get because your viewpoint on it changes as well.
Yeah. That's very true. Now, dealing myself with the hard money lenders, I also know that, just like you said, they until they know you and build confidence that you can close the deal and they're not going to be stuck with the property, you know, they ask for much more loan-to-value, number one. And number two, they all look for you to have at least three deals so that they know that you're seasoned and you know what you want to do. So, like anything, getting in and getting your foot wet is the hardest. And then as you build up momentum, then you're right. You start off and that's basically how people build this expansive portfolio, because it's very difficult to get in. But once you get in, it just rolls like a ball, right? And it's picking up more moss as it rolls, and you're getting richer and richer and richer, right? I met a guy yesterday that had 150 properties, and I'm saying to myself, oh, my gosh. And he's still out there hustling and looking. He was looking at a property that I was looking at. That's 150 properties.
Yeah.
So Yeah, so he could have started off with no money, or he could have started off rich. You never know. But I will tell you, when you have 150 properties, you're rolling in some dough, right?
Yeah, it's amazing how the term,
yep,
you know, investing with no money becomes more and more true the more and more investing you do, because the money becomes easier to get.
Yeah. You know, and that is why a lot of people don't get into stuff, because it's so hard that they don't want to push past that, you know, hymen kind of thing, if for a better word.
Right.
You got to push past it. And once you push past it, it's like easy sailing. But, yeah, and I am a beginning investor. So these same pains I'm going through right now, so I'm not talking about anything I don't know, right? You got to push past it, and you've got to put energy into it. And hopefully the universe will cooperate with you and, you know, give you a break.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you all need luck, right? Luck goes out, it plays a role in anything. Okay, all right. So those are some strategies. One of the other ones that I just thought of when you were talking, you can also get your homeowner's loan, right? To take some money out of your personal property by getting a line of credit on your equity in your home. So, right?
Yes, that or 401k.
Right.
Any or an insurance policy, whole life, preferably.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Okay, so let's talk a little bit more about the hard money lending, because that's a big space in real estate investment. So what does a hard money lender look for in a good deal?
Your expertise. A true
what
one
happens?
Anyway.
Okay.
A true one anyway. They look for your ability to close the deal, because, again, they're in the business of loaning out money, not in the business of doing rehabs. So that's why they want to make sure you have a few deals under your belt, because they don't want their money out there just sitting and not being used. But they also don't want to give the money to an individual that won't be able to close a deal, which will force them to now come in and have to do the deal that they don't want to do. So they're looking at you, per se, your ability to close the transaction, opposed to just the transaction it's itself.
Yeah. Okay. All right. And I think when I was looking at something the other day, I saw that there is a list of things that the hard money lender look for. For instance, what's the cost of the rehab? How long do you think that it's going to, that you're going to need to work on it? The ARV, which is after retail value. So they look for some specific things in the deal, right, when you're presenting it, correct? Did I miss out any?
Yes, they do.
All right.
Things like cost
mm-hmm.
repair, after repair value,
mm-hmm.
how you're buying it. If you're buying it right, because all that affects, how fast you can sell, thus equating to how fast they can get back their ROI.
Yeah, that's right. And they also look at your exit strategy, right? So most times your exit strategy, if you're getting a hard money lender, is you're going to be selling it back. You're not going to hold it because the loans are short. So I'm not quite sure why they look at that. But, yeah, right, they're not going to lend you money if you're going to buy and hold. You're looking at your exit strategy, you know.
Correct.
But one of the ones that I saw is they're looking at how the property also come to be available. They're, the why is that important? Meaning, is it a foreclosure? Is it a probate? So why is that important, how the property is marketed, into being on sale to a hard money lender? I didn't get that.
Because they don't want to get into a deal that could get tied up in court later.
Like a short sale. Okay.
Through probate or short sale.
Right.
They're going to make sure that there's as little encumbrances as possible on the property that wouldn't tie up
their money if it had to go to court or go through a process of a probate or anything like that.
Right. Got you. Right. All right. As soon as I asked the question, I realized the answer. All right. Good. All right. So, good. So how can you make your deal attractive to a hard money lender?
That would pretty much depend upon you and your experience. Obviously, the ease of the project, as far as very little rehab costs, you know, is a great is a factor. But mostly your expertise, you know, because they trust the people that they're loaning the money to, and it's pretty much a small circle or an exclusive mm-hmm. circle. If this is your first time or your first few times, then you want the project to be as smooth as possible as far as the repairs that had to be done, and obviously the sale after it's done. So, barring your expertise and your amount of deals you've done, the easier the deal is, the more attractive it is to the hard money lender, and easier being the rehab process, and also the sales process. How fast can you move it once it's done?
Mm. Okay. All right. So that's basically what they're looking at. They're looking at, you know, like you used the word before in our previous segment of begin with the end in mind. So they're looking at the end. They're looking at how fast they can get back their money and making sure that they get back their money. And okay. So when they're looking at a deal, and I guess that's probably why they look at also credit score, which is not all of them do, but some of them also look at your credit score because that gives them a feeling of how you can repay the loan, I'm assuming, right?
Well, if they're looking at a credit score, then they're probably not so much a hard money lender, because a hard money lender doesn't really care about the credit score. They care more about the hard asset. That's why they're called hard money lenders.
Well, I guess it's a private lender then, because they're looking at credit score, right?
Yeah, well, either that. I mean, even the private money, anyone that's looking at your credit score isn't really a hard money or private money lender. They're probably just an institution looking, you know, for other avenues. But I would stay away from anyone that's asking for, you know, a credit score or anything like that.
Okay. All right. Good to know. All right. So, So we spent a lot of time talking about hard money lending. We touched on, I know you like credit cards. I remember seeing you with your whole credit card bag, purse, or whatever. So,
my wallet. My wallet?
Well, it's not a wallet. It's a purse.
My wallet. My purse. Yeah.
It's a credit card purse for anyone that's listening that wants to take a mental picture of it. It's a purse. I have a credit card wallet that I have like 5 or 6 cards in. You had a whole purse. So, and that's what basically you use predominantly, I think, to fund your deals, right?
Pretty much, yeah, at this point, yeah.
Okay. So, let's you know, we've got a little bit of time. So do you want to share some valuable information on using other people's money, mainly credit cards, to get started and to build up your credit? I mean, for instance, one of the cards that you showed us is I think it's American Express with Black Card or something that has like a $250,000 limit. So something like that. You know, how can somebody get into real estate, build up their credit file so that they can get one of those?
Well, they have to totally look at credit cards in a different way. And you have to look at the credit cards as a loan. And one of the things that people don't do when they view a credit card, they don't really break down the interest rate. It's an APR, what you pay. So if your rate is 12%, you have to divide that APR by 12. And so you're paying 1% per month on the balance of the card that's owed. And in order for credit card investing to be profitable, you must know what your investment will be, what the return on your investment will be, and when that return will be. So you can know how long you will either pay out of pocket in minimum payments or how long you can float yourself until your transaction is done. So when it comes to credit cards, it's more about understanding money than understanding you know, credit cards per se.
Okay. All right. So what you're saying is that you have to understand use as a credit card as a loan that, you know, we know of, you know, your mortgage, for instance, you have a certain amount that you're paying, and that's what you look at, your monthly payments. But not too many people go behind the scenes and look at, you know, how much interest you're paying and look at their their statements and things like that.
Yeah, so
they just pay the monthly amount. So it's the same as you're saying with the credit card. You've got to understand how much money you're going to be paying to that credit card to fund your deal. And once you're getting a specific amount of ROI, then it's a good deal, right?
Well, yeah. Once you know, let's say you have a transaction that will take you 5 months to do, but it'll you'll make 50 grand off the transaction, but you need 15,000 to do the transaction. You can use 15,000 from your credit card, and say your rate is 2%, or say your rate is 20%. You divide that 20% by 12. Okay.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You divide that 20% by 12, which will put you at around a little less than 1.5% per month. So that 15,000 is going to cost you roughly about, I'd say about $200 or so per month. So if you take the $200 and you times that by five,
you're looking at
a cost of $1,000 over that 5 months, right?
And you're making $50,000. It's a no-brainer.
Right. So you make $50,000, you subtract out your $15,000 for your cost of the money, plus you subtract out the $1,000 you paid for your out-of-pocket expenses, and you walk away with $34,000, and I call that free money because you didn't use your money for the transaction, and you walk away with almost $35,000 by borrowing $15,000 at 20%.
Right. Yeah. So, and that, again, is the mindset we're talking about, because a person with a fixed mindset would only look at the fact that 20% of 15, you know, they're paying 20% interest on the 15%, and they're thinking, you know, I can go to the bank and I can borrow $15,000 at, I don't know, at 5-6% or 8% or whatever, and they're thinking that 20% is a bad deal because, you know what I mean, and they wouldn't do the loan, they wouldn't do the deal because they're saying 20% is too much to pay. And you spend a lot of time in class trying to let us know that the fees are not that important if you're going to make money on it. So that's a perfect, super-duper sweet example of, the end is all that you're interested in, the end of it. So, and even if the deal, you think that you calculated it, that it's going to take 5 months, but even if it takes a year, you're still way ahead, right, than if you did nothing. Right. You're still way ahead than if you did nothing. Right. Okay. All right. Well, I think that is all the questions I had on, buying, real estate with little or no cash. Do you have anything else that you want to add?
No, ma'am.
All right. Well, then let's take our last break, and we'll be right back to wrap up our show. Stay tuned.
If you are listening to this broadcast, it means that you are hungry for growth. Hungry for change, hungry for insights, revelation, and knowledge. Whatever you need in your life, you will receive it today. For the past 20 years, Myrna has been an entrepreneur. As past CEO of Royal Livery Limousine Service and now CEO of MyHelps Coaching and Consulting Services, Myrna has achieved good success. Awarded Entrepreneur of the Year, Myrna knows what it takes to help you be successful. Myrna helps her coaching clients to design a practical plan to close the gap of where they are today and where they would like to be tomorrow. In business, relationships, health, or career goals. That is why Myrna is offering a free one-hour strategy session valued at $150, totally free. No strings attached. If you are listening right now, go to www.MyrnaYoungHelps.com/contact.us and sign up now for a free session with Coach Myrna. She has helped business owners and other clients just like you overcome their obstacles and set them on a path to success. Take advantage of this offer today. Go to www.MyrnaYoungHelps.com/contact.us right now.
Welcome back to the Minds of Transformation radio show and podcast. I'm your host, Coach Myrna Young. And today my co-host has been Trevor Evans, who is a speaker and trainer with the Rich Dad Education, a real estate investor, the owner of the brand Being Normal Sucks, and basically someone that has a lot of experience in real estate investing. As he said in our very first segment, that we can all read something out of a book, but experience comes from doing. And he has been in this space for over 10 years, doing, being, and just being immersed in traveling all over the country, teaching. And of course, he has his own real estate investment company as well. So as we wrap up, Trevor, tell our audience how they can get in touch with you if they want to tap into some more of your knowledge, if they have specific questions regarding anything that we have covered on this broadcast, how do they get in touch with you?
They can reach out to me at beingnormalsucks.com, and on that website, there's my contact information there on there. For any questions they may have on real estate or just personal development altogether, I respond via email. And so, it's a site that's there for a lot of different purposes, but I do answer questions on there, and I do answer some on real estate and a lot on personal development. So that's how you can reach out to me, is beingnormalsucks.com. On that site, my contact information, and any question you have, just me email.
All right. Now, one of the things that impressed me about you for the very first time we met is that, yeah, not only are you very knowledgeable with real estate, but you've got a depth of knowledge that, it surpasses a lot of people that I know. That's why you teach it. But you're also in it to the law of attraction and the Abraham Hicks teachings, and you meditate and all that. So touch on that for a brief moment, about what it is on your website specifically that you're focusing on as far as the personal development piece.
I'm just focusing on just not being normal and focusing on how society is trying to conform everyone to not stand out, not understand, not standing out. But at the same time, you don't want to conform to society's viewpoints or way of living either, because, one, you don't get growth that way. Growth doesn't come from conformity. Growth comes from being an individual and saying, hey, let's try this and let's try that and see what comes out from that. So it's more about, finding out who you are, what you like to do, what you want to do, and doing that with love, grace, and gratitude, and not necessarily having to conform to just the way that society or a small sector thinks that we all should live and behave.
Okay, that's perfect. It almost ties into my mindset shift focus wheel. That's awesome, and it's the first time I really asked you on that question. But, so that's great, yeah, because in order to grow, and this is one of the reasons I named the show the Minds of the Transformation Show, because in order for you to grow, you definitely need to, you know, change your mindset, whether it's, you know, not conforming, you know, whether, you know, thinking outside the box and, you know, coloring outside the lines and all those things. And that's, and, you know, I think that you mentioned that in your training class as well, how when they, you know, when we're young, they teach you to color between the lines because, you know, that's what you're conforming and they make us conform. But, and the ones that go out of the lines, they tell them that they're no good and they're bad and all that kind of stuff. But, yeah, that's one of the ways to keep in a box, right? What was that?
That'll be me.
You colored outside the lines?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I probably didn't. I was one of the ones that thought that I was great if I followed in between the lines and I had to make pretty pictures and things like that. So that's awesome. All right, great. Well, yes, you guys head out to to Trevor's website, and then again is beingnormalsucks.com. And support him because he is taking his time to impart his knowledge to you so that you can grow and get out of being normal by becoming richer than you are today. Now, if you found this information on this podcast and radio program inspiring, please support me by subscribing, rating, and reviewing this podcast so that we can keep on doing it. To do that, and once you've done that, send me an email to info@myhelps.us, and that is info@myhelps.us, with the subject line podcast review, and I will send you a free gift. And the free gift is a mindset shift focus wheel. This is a workbook to change your mindset from a fixed mindset to a growth mindset. And that is so important for success in investing. It allows you to look at an opportunity with the eyes of an investor and not with the eyes of an employee, which if anybody knows about the quadrants, you know, the employee is at the bottom of the quadrant. And the investor is at the top of the quadrant. So as an employee, you have the mindset of limits and security. You're getting that paycheck, you know, and that paycheck, you know, never really changes and you have to work from that paycheck and you want that paycheck because you want security. So and it takes a little bit of shift and a little bit of thinking to break through that. So in order to subscribe, rate, and review, please, if you're listening to this on the radio, then you just need to, you know, go on iTunes podcast and search for Transform Your Mind with Coach Myrna. And that way you can get all our episodes or weekly episodes, you know, delivered right to your inbox so you wouldn't miss anything. We thank you so much for tuning in to the Mindset Transformation Radio Show and podcast. Trevor, it has been a pleasure. It's been a blast. It's been, you know, it's like real estate school for me too, because when I ask you questions, I'm also learning along with our audience. So I thank you from the bottom of my heart for your grace and gratitude in order to share what you know to the world. And hopefully that, you know, you would attract some good things to you because of your selflessness. So thank you.
Well, thank you, ma'am. Thank you. It's been my pleasure. I appreciate it.
Okay. All right. So until next time, listeners, I want to say namaste.